of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Can you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds? You might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Food Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your mise en place. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. 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 Let me talk to you for a minute here, Jeffy. Yeah.
Holla at your boy.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live on a Thursday. It's your boy Chef Plum. It's your boy Chef Jeff. And boy, do we got a fun show for you guys tonight. Joining us here in a few minutes is going to be our good brother Chef Chad Minton from True Cooks, as always. Always a pleasure talking to him. And Jeffy, boy, do we have a lot going on this past weekend, don't we?
Yeah, we did. We did. We rocked out about 1,400 little bites of deliciousness. We did a demo. Fed the people, entertained the people.
You're damn right. I'll tell you what, hanging out with all the good brothers, Aaron Sanchez, Mark Murphy,
awesome.
All the good brothers,
Chaun, Tammy in the kitchens at Mohegan,
Jason Santos, Kevin Shay. You name it, they were there. it's literally
Javier.
It's the best time of the year, Jeffy. Mohegan Sun, Sun, Wine, and Food. Literally, it's the best time of the year. The problem is, it's a bunch of chefs hanging out. It's like an old school family reunion or a high school reunion, and literally, you don't sleep. You just don't sleep.
You don't really sleep. The oxygen in the casino helps with that, and then like you said, you don't want to miss anything. So you're always like, oh, let's push it. Let's go over there and say hey to everybody. Let's go over here and shoot the shit, and ends up getting some great conversations. We met Chef David Rose there. He was awesome.
Amazing guy.
Had a
guy.
Great time.
Hanging with him was
having
great,
dinner
man.
With him and shooting the breeze with him and stuff. Going to get him on the show soon. Just so many great chefs. Every single person we met was a pleasure to be around. Very little attitude. Even the chef from Below Deck, Ben. What's his last name?
Ben
Robinson?
Ben Robinson, yeah. He was great, man.
Yeah,
actually, nice guy.
He was a sweet guy, a super sweet guy. I was expecting him to kind of, not be cool because I'm oh, bravo, what's this guy going to do about? He was fucking super cool. I loved him.
Anytime we're in the kitchen, he would hang out and we were talking and he was there. It was cool. Sometimes you see these guys and you just don't know what to expect,
yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And he worked with our good brothers, Ergo. It's such a small world,
yeah.
At Ergo Chef Knife.
Yeah, it's a really great event. You hang out. All these people come from all over, and you have chefs from all over the country, big-name chefs, and literally it is just it's just a blast. That's all it is to it. I rode a mechanical
bull. Yes, you did. I have a three-minute video I'm going to edit together with music.
Good. I'm too big of a brother to be sitting on a fucking mechanical bull, and you're too big when you get on, and you hear the mechanical bull grunt at you, you sit on it.
It was some creaking going on, huh?
Oh, man. And literally...
I couldn't tell if those are your knees or the bull, though.
Thanks. That makes me feel great about myself, bro. Our demo was fantastic. We had a great time doing that. We did some Asian-style pork cabbage rolls with a... it was going to be a Jack Daniel's ponzu, but we called it in the ring. We were on the Coke stage, so we did it the Jack and Coke ponzu. It was delicious.
Absolutely.
So literally,
delicious, lots of fun.
Yeah, literally, it's one of my favorite events of the entire year. It's probably the favorite.
Absolutely, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the queen of events, Lindsay Santoro Caddy, the one and only who helped pull this whole thing together through having a child, and was just such an amazing host.
It's her 10th year,
along with Mohegan Sun. Amazing.
It's her 10th year doing it, and she pulls together all these people and puts them and deals with all their stuff, even all my stupid issues. Lindsay, I need more passes. Lindsay, I need this. She gets it taken care of. So 100% right. Shout out to Lindsay Caddy. She does a great job, and especially working through having a baby and all that. It's just an amazing place. I can't wait to tell Chad about it later on because it's just one of those places where it's like Disneyland, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. I agree.
Lots of great friends came out. And, of course, you know, we had to go out there and represent a little bit, which we did. And I felt very, very comfortable with how we represented Jeffy. We did very well.
I feel great how we represented. I would feel funny trying to tell Chad about it as he lives in Vegas.
No, that's true. He's probably got more casinos than we do, of course, right?
He probably's like, yeah, yeah, guys, I get it.
Well, you're in a casino? Who fucking cares?
Yeah, he's like, great. It's a giant mall. It's awesome. Yeah, there's lots of stuff to do.
You know, literally, we'll tell the quick abridged version of it, but on the Sunday... the final day of the event, Sunday, one of our good brothers, Chef Dan, was competing in what they called a brunch battle. So basically, they had two local chefs competing on stage in front of 600 people with all the CHOP judges as the judges. And
boom.
Literally, I mean, Dan went up there. He was representing. He did well. But the best part, I mean, there's so many stories with this, but the best part of the story here is when this poor woman he was competing against, she went to take her plates to show them to the judges. And she missed a step or something. I don't remember. And
she didn't bend her knees. She didn't bend her knees.
She didn't bend her knees. Went flying into the first row, Jeffy. Food goes everywhere. I mean, literally, it's probably a 3 or 4 foot stage. Is probably 4 feet off the ground, I'm guessing. And she's 70 years old and just tumbles to the ground. It was
into the crowd.
Yeah. She was stage diving. Crazy. Nobody caught her.
Well, it's more like a stage twirl launch. It was pretty... Really, it was right out of a movie. I mean, plates flying on the stage, hollandaise going everywhere. It was impressively. I had to get away from it because I'm a nut. I would have laughed out loud.
Well, it was kind of like walk. A Superfly Jimmy Snuka flying body press if he was 75 years old still trying to do it.
Yeah, it was more kind of like, you know, like the Tin Man before he got greased.
Oh, okay.
and you know, he went to do the walk, and he did the woo woo woo, and he's spinning around, and then
it goes down
right off the stage.
Nice. So yeah, it was a great time, man. If you guys are in the East Coast and this event's going on, you gotta go. We couldn't broadcast from it because I had to host on one of the stages all afternoon, so I couldn't do it. But it was really a great time. We made some great friends. We're gonna have them on the show very, very soon. Every year we make great friends. It's my third year doing it, man. It's such a fun festival. Every time they ask me, I get humbled every single time. It's such a great event, man.
I appreciate you letting me off the hook like that, because Plum gave me a task cam and tasked me to interview people.
You didn't do very good at that, Jeffy.
I did not do very good. I got one very short, very quick, almost uncomfortable interview. and then I worked hard in the kitchen the rest of the time to not, and it just didn't work.
There's a couple pictures on Instagram you can check out if you want to see it. In the course of your following the stories, you saw all the fun things that were happening. But speaking of fun things today... We just got to make mention of it before we get on the down the road here with Chad, man. Elite Chef, the new series that we're doing, the branded content series with Eli's Restaurant Group. I mean, these things are over 100,000 views, man. It's insane. It's killing. These chefs are doing a great job. We had 7 chefs all compete in restaurant-style food competitions that are based on the restaurant that we're at out of Eli's Restaurant Group. And we're down to... Let's see, as of the show that's coming out tomorrow, we're starting off with 4, and after tomorrow, we'll be down to 3. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'll tell you, Jeff, it's been quite an experience, has it?
Absolutely. I've been blown away at the talent and just how the chefs have been thinking on their feet and the food they've been able to pull off under the circumstances with all the twists and turns that the show has thrown at them. It's been really humbling to be a judge to some of these men and women.
And they're doing a great job. And I'll tell you what, the one thing I'm learning is that when you executive produce for the first time on your own, it's a lot of fucking work, dude.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I've been watching you do it. You've been killing it. You've been doing a really good job. But you've also been like, you know, 16 hours a day.
Bring the pain, baby. And I'm still working
7 days a week. You know, don't stop thinking or turning or you know, we're always tweaking and talking, or you're calling me and, you know, you have a different idea or another, you know, way to look at it. And I'm learning a lot to work with you. It's a lot of fun. So it's been great. And I hope everyone enjoys watching it and hope they keep tuning in.
Yeah, if you want to keep watching them too, you can find the episodes. They are on Facebook is the easiest place to find it. There's a lot of great content there. Tomorrow will be episode 4 airs, and we're doing 7 of them. So check it out, because it's a great show. We're really proud of it.
Absolutely.
Sure.
You can find it on any of the Eli's restaurants, Eli's Brick Oven, Eli's on the Whitney, Eli's on the Hill, any of the Eli's Restaurant Group restaurants on Facebook, or you can check out Chef Plum or Jeff Perazzi. We all have it on our
it's Facebook page. It's the only pages. Time I use Facebook.
That's where I know. I actually opened a Facebook page just for this project.
There we go. Make sure you check it out. It's a great time. Tonight, Jeff, we've got a great show. Chef Tad Minton from True Cooks is joining us. You know he's always got some good knowledge to drop. Always love talking to Chad. He's a really good brother, man. And listen, if you don't know True Cooks by now, get out from underneath the fucking rock. Like, I don't know who doesn't know that. But it's a great time always talking to Chad. We're going to take 2 seconds. I'm going to refill my beverage. When we come back, Jeffy, Chef Chad Minton's going to join us. Stay right there. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. We'll be right back, guys.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives. The knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like 3 of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com. Jackfruit, Jeffy. It's honestly the best vegan food I've ever had.
No doubt. We learned all about it on our trip in Mexico this year.
Hey, it's Chef Plum and Chef Jeff from Plum Love Foods Live talking Upton's Naturals.
Upton's Naturals is an independently owned natural foods company with a focus on meat alternatives and vegan values since opening in 2006.
Hey, that's right. Now Upton's has launched the first-to-market seasoned, ready-to-eat jackfruit in the whole United States.
With great flavors like Thai curry, original, sweet and smoky, sriracha, chili lime, barbecue. Man, I am getting hungry.
Well, you haven't eaten in 12 minutes, so that makes sense. Try it, man. This stuff is great. Amazing tacos, sandwiches, you name it.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, me too now.
Upton Naturals, available now on Amazon.com, ThriveMarket.com, RabbitFood.com, and more.
And of course, check out UptonsNaturals.com. Let's get some tacos.
I love tacos.
Me too. Back live here on Plum Love Foods Live on a Thursday, January 30th. It's almost February, Jeffy. It feels like 2020 has already been 5 months long.
Yeah, baby.
If that's even possible. I don't know. Jeff, let me ask you a question. If I'm talking chef apparel and great chef gear, you know, there's a couple names come to mind, but there's one big one right on the tip of your tongue. What is it?
True Cooks.
Damn right. True Cooks, some of the best gear on the planet. A company started by one of the coolest gentlemen, one of the nicest good brothers you'll ever meet, a guy who not only started a great apparel company, chef company, but started a movement, started a change, started to bring together chefs, all by using a hashtag True Cooks. My good friend, Jeffy, welcome to the program right now, Chef Chad Minton. Chad, what's up, good brother? How are you?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. What's up, America?
There you go. Living the dream, brother. And literally, I mean that, man. Like, listen, you got some great gear on the website and all that, and we all love it. But what you did for sure was started a mission. You started a movement where you brought so many different chefs together. I have friends all across the country now because of True Cooks.
Man, that's so nice to hear. And you know, I say it once, I say it a million times. You know, the true value of True Cooks is absolutely our community. You know, we're 250,000 chefs and cooks, every walk of life, all over the world. And, you know, like you said, you got folks all over the country, all over the world. You know, we were in New York last month and I screwed up the hotel reservations and it was no problem finding a place to sleep.
They took care of it, right?
I really think you could wind up, if you're a chef or a cook and you really are down with True Cooks, I think you could show up in any town anywhere in the country and you could probably put a call out and find a couch to sleep on.
I mean, yo, we were at this event this past weekend, man, and there were cats wearing True Cook shirts everywhere. It was pretty crazy.
Man, you guys never send me pictures anymore. I want to see that.
Yeah, I should have sent you some, right? I didn't even think about that. Although it would be weird if walking through it, I'm like stopping guys to take pictures. Hey, let me take a picture with your shirt, man.
That's weird, where it's at.
I didn't even think about it.
Nah, that's exactly what I should have done. You're right. You know what? From now on, Jeff, when we do festivals, when we see people, we're going to do that.
No, I was just going to say, I didn't even bring out my camera.
Yeah, we absolutely need to do that, man. So, Chad, one of the last times we talked, you had kind of just started taking the shipping for everything because it got to be too much for the house. So you started doing some shipping, like outsourcing that. How's that working out? Everything good with that still?
Yeah, well, I mean, in full transparency, we partnered with Spiceology. They purchased True Cooks about 2 years ago. And
oh, wow.
Most of 2019, we spent kind of figuring out what this looks like and kind of getting our internal systems together. And it was a learning year. It was a growing year for us last year. But we got everything sorted out. You know, as of about 3 weeks ago, I started my new position as general manager of True Cooks. So I have an actual job title now. And, wow. You know, we've got staff and, yeah, responsibilities, goals, you know, budgets. Forecasts. It's a grown up business now, and you know, over the course of last year, you know, our parent company Spiceology doubled in size again, and we got a absolute dynamite new CEO whom we're all really excited to work with, and so we really, last year was a lot of growing pains, and we kind of figured out what we got to do to take it to the next level, and that's what 2020 is all about.
Well, honestly, I'm literally, when you and I first started talking several years ago, I never would have thought that you've turned this, you know, this, just, I'm not even downplaying, this t-shirt company, you now have a real job at it, man. That's got to be a cool feeling for you.
It's awesome, man. When you really think about it, you know, I mean, True Cooks was always my side hustle. I was executive chef, and that was kind of my main hustle.
Right.
And, you know, in about 6 years, we've managed to turn the side hustle into the main hustle.
Wow.
Now we've got to find another side hustle. Yep.
Wow. Congratulations, man. Seriously, I mean that. That's amazing. I mean, Jeff, literally, you find something that you you know, you love and it can become your real job. I mean, that's not the American dream, Jeff. I don't know what is.
That's truly living the dream, man. I can't think of a cooler thing. I mean, I've been following you guys for, I don't know, whatever, almost 10 years now, right? Is that how long you guys have been cracking at it? How long has True Cooks been going?
Man. Well, yeah. I mean, nobody knew about it 10 years ago, but I trademarked it and did the original box logo.
I feel like you were on, like,
2008. Yeah. It's been almost 10 years now.
Yeah, I feel like you were on Facebook and Instagram back then or something. No? When were you on Instagram? When's the first time we saw you on Instagram?
Those channels started in
2012.
Ow. That's almost 10 years there, man.
I know, that's insane.
You got to shout out Spiceology. Tony's such a good dude. We talk to him all the time. I mean, he's done nothing but support everything that we've ever done, and we've packed our kitchens full of Spiceology stuff. You know, I was telling you off air, Chad, literally, like, you know, my client's house, we replaced everything with Spiceology, and I know several friends of ours in restaurants have done the same thing. Great products.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, we appreciate that, and man, I'll tell you what, we've been traveling like crazy. You know, the fourth quarter of last year, I took 8 trips. So, you know, I don't know, 2.5 a month, and that doesn't even scratch the surface of what we're going to do this year. And you know, we did a weekend at the alumni weekend at the Culinary Institute of America, and that was a really neat opportunity for me. All the years I've cooked, I've never been to the Culinary Institute of America in Poughkeepsie before, right. And it was such a great experience, and especially being able to cook for the alumni. You know, a lot of these ladies and gentlemen were graduates from 68, 69,
crazy, right?
70, 71, 72, and so just being able to cook for them and kind of share what Spiceology is with them, it was a really neat opportunity. You know, I mean, you're always, you know, working in hospitality, you know, fine dining, whatever, anywhere, you know, sometimes you kind of deal with kind of asshole guests that you probably wouldn't really like to cook for in your personal life. So being able to cook for your brothers and sisters, you know, that was really rad.
Well, you and I have talked in the past, too, about how, you know, CIA sometimes gets a bad rap, and culinary schools in general get a bad rap sometimes. But once you actually go there and you're kind of a part of it, you kind of have a different perspective on it.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I immediately understood within the first 15 minutes of being there why all of the folks that I've worked with over my career that are graduates from the Culinary Institute of America have the level of respect for that building the way that they do. Absolutely beautiful. And it's really more than just the brick and mortar. You know, the people there really walk the walk. And whether it was the faculty, you know, of course the students were great. But really, everyone we met, from the admins to the chef instructors, were just so accommodating and really made us feel at home. And most importantly, they got Spiceology, and they were really into it. You know, that's the spice now for the Culinary Institute of America.
That's a big one.
The Paul Bocuse kitchen. You can go there and stand there in that beautiful kitchen and see the Hudson through the windows, and you can look right over on the wall and see 120 PC1 Spiceology spices all the way across the wall. It's a really cool deal.
That's awesome. Really cool, man. Congratulations on that. That's awesome, man. Really, really awesome.
Well, you know, we appreciate that. And, you know, it's, you know, in talking to folks about Spiceology, you know, it's not rocket science why we're the best. It's very simple, and I'm going to tell you real quick, is that we start off with a spice, a seed, and we grind fresh, and we pack fresh. And it's as simple as that. So, you know, real quick, when you're buying commodity spices, 9 times out of 10, that thing has been packaged and sat on a shelf for over 2 years before you ever get it. And I promise you that in the commodity spice market, they are not starting off with A-grade product. They're starting off with a product that is the lowest possible level that the FDA will allow to be called cumin, for instance. And you guys know, sure, that I'm here in Vegas, and of course, you know, I'm trying to spread the good word about Spiceology as much as possible. Look, I've done the blind tastings now, you know, at some of the casinos, where you've got a 30-person purchasing team,
yeah,
and you've got, you know, let's say 12 5-pound jugs of smoked paprika out on the table, and Spiceology wins every single solitary blind tasting. And it's again, it's not rocket science. It's just because we grind fresh and we pack fresh. It's hard on the team in Spokane. It's a lot of work. We don't use third-party distributors. And that's what it is. But that's what you get when you've got a chef owned and chef operated company. You know, you're pushing for the best.
Well, man, I got asked to do an event actually in Washington at a casino called A Lane, and let's see if we can make some contacts for you guys there to get Spiceology in there.
I'm sure we're already there, but we will take whatever we can get, brother. So we'll make sure you got a nice big Spiceology hat on and a pocket full of black and blue spice.
There you go. Listen, man, I got to tell you, I thought it was great. I sent you a text over Christmas. My mother-in-law, who, you know, she buys Christmas presents, bless her heart, I love it. Every year, man, she gives me now a gift card to True Cooks, and I give her a lot of credit. She goes online, she gets it. It's the greatest thing ever, right? Your mother-in-law gives you that. How cool is that?
So cool, man. That is so cool. And you know, you guys, you got to understand that, you know, like I said, that last year was a lot of growing, a lot of learning, a lot of lessons. And, you know, 2020, we're taking everything that we learned last year and we're throwing everything against the wall. I just got our 2020 final business plan, product releases, live events. The entire forecast has all been approved. It's all dialed in. And now we're pushing our vendors. And I suspect in the next 20 days, we're going to start dropping new stuff, and then it's going to be like every 15 days from there on out for the rest of the year. We're going nuts. We're going absolutely nuts. And this is all new shit. You know, of course, we're going to continue pushing soft goods, clothing, et cetera. And we've got a lot of really, really, really cool stuff. I got a dynamite partner now, wonderful guy, Dan, big shout out if you're listening, brother. Thank you, man. I love you, dude. He and I went to New York last month and did some comp setting and went to all of the boutiques, all of the salons, and, you know, kind of confirmed what we already thought, but it's nice to be able to see it and go, you know, to Supreme or go to Noah or go to, you know, these different boutiques and say, hey, you know, what's your number one selling thing? It kind of confirms stuff we already knew. Totally. So we've got a super tight release schedule. We've got, I think last count, we've got about 20 different vendors that we're using this year.
Wow.
And just some really neat stuff, you guys. And we're doing thematic stuff. So Bourdain this year, Bourdain Day this year, we're going to do a big push, everything Bourdain. We've got a huge new Bourdain line that's coming out, and that's going to be something that we're going to continue donating proceeds to suicide awareness and prevention. That's been really, really positive for us. Those folks have been great to work with. 420, we've got a huge 420 release this year, some really neat, unique stuff that I don't think people are going to even be expecting.
Nice.
And then as we go into the fourth quarter, you know, we've got a walk-in collection, which is going to be really cool. And that's kind of my baby. And we've been working on a parka now for about 3 years, and it's finally almost there.
That's
and
awesome.
You know, like you go Sick. To the, you go to the cooler, you know, you go to clean the freezer, there's always some beat up shitty parka to put on when you go in there. Well, ours is going to be a little less beat up and a little less shitty, but it's going to serve that purpose.
Damn, that's awesome, man. You know, I still rock my military True Cooks jacket in the city all the time when I'm walking around.
Oh, my man, I'm so stoked you have one of those. You know, I actually held on to one all these years too, and kind of sadly sent it to our manufacturers overseas the fourth quarter of last year, knowing that I would never see it again. They're going to tear it apart. And yeah, so hold on to that one, man. That's a collector's item. There's, you know, there's only about 120 of those out in the world.
Oh, is it really? Wow. You know where I got it from? My damn mother-in-law bought it for me for Christmas a couple years ago. How about that?
Hey, she had great timing, man, because I'll tell you what, we sold those 120 out in 1 week.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
man.
Amazing. That's amazing. Dude, it's always so exciting to talk to you, and I got to tell you, honestly, it's literally like, I remember talking to you about socks, and we were excited about socks, and we were talking about like getting them out there and really pushing them, and now you're talking business plans and fourth quarter, and we got some projections, and I mean, dude, you're doing it, brother.
Well, thank you, man, but I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be here right now without those goddamn socks. You know,
I'm wearing them right now.
It's a true story, man. That first round of socks we did, I cashed in my 401k. It was like $41,000 in socks. That was the minimum that I had to do to get those things made. And I was just like, you know, all or nothing, man. Like either we're gonna make this happen, or by God, I'm gonna have socks for two lifetimes.
I'll have socks for two lifetimes, and I'll be back being a line cook at the hotel.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, dude,
fly socks.
The socks are great, by the way. I still have all of my pairs, and I've bought two more pairs very recently, as a matter of fact. But they're great socks, man. They hold up, which I love, which is great. Because, you know, as I get older, I need good supportive socks as I get older.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I need a lot of support from everywhere as I get older.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jeff, throw the plugs out there for Chad and for True Cooks, if you don't mind. And of course,
Spiceology, man. Absolutely. Well, you're gonna find Spiceology at Spiceology all over social media, and at True Cooks all over social media, and then Spiceology.com and TrueCooks.com. Both awesome websites, super easy to use, and super easy to find what you need.
Yeah, great places to get all kinds of amazing gear. So, Chad, man, you've always got some new stuff to drop on me, man. I know that you guys were getting stuff together last year. It was a growing year. What's happening here in the near future with True Cooks? There's always some big plans.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I want to put a save the date out there. You know, over the years, we've done some really, really, really big annual parties. You know, Plum, you were at the Gold Bar in Greenwich Village in New York on the first one. That was awesome. You know, we did the Versace Mansion Dream Hotel in South Beach. You know, we've done Los Angeles now twice with my girl Ellen Bennett at her factory, yep. her apron factory. Wonderful events, really great events. We kind of pulled back on that last year. You know, like I said, it was a growing year trying to figure out what, you know, how we're going to keep this thing moving forward. We'll save the date for this July. Okay, this July, if you guys that are listening, put in your, you know, vacation request now. We're going to have our biggest party ever in Las Vegas this July.
Nice.
You heard it here first.
Nice.
This is going to be a monster. It's going to crush every party we've ever done before, and it's all going to be familiar faces and fam. You're going to see DJ Marlin. You're going to see SDJ, our photographer. You're going to see all of the True Cooks heavy hitters, and we're going to do it here in Las Vegas. We figure what a great town to throw it in. You know, well, it's my backyard, but what a great town to throw it in. You know, they make it inexpensive to travel to Vegas, and we figured that it's centrally located, and, you know, a lot of cooks and chefs can come here very economically. And it's not just the True Cooks party. You can come and eat at, you know, your favorite chef's restaurant while you're here in town, or, you know, go to the casino, or, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of things to do outside of the True Cooks party. But we're going to do it big, big, big in July this summer. Definitely more to come on that. But you guys, save the date. This is not going to be one you're going to want to miss. This is going to be a huge, huge blowout. Tons of networking opportunities. You know, it's like every time we have one of these parties, I see people with new boyfriends. I see people with new girlfriends. I see people with new jobs. I see folks networking. And that's really what this is about. Come out, blow off some steam, make some new connections for fuck's sake, and have fun, you know, have some fun. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to put the fun back in the kitchen this summer.
And honestly, getting to Vegas from wherever you live is easy. I'm sure whatever city near you flies to fucking Vegas. Like, they all go there. It's easy to get to.
Yeah, you know, that was a big part of us moving here, Plum, was that, you know, if we were going to do True Cooks full-time and I was going to take the risk of walking away from the kitchen, particularly at the point of my career I was at, you know, it's like we needed to, I say we, my wife and I, we needed to have that centralized location. We needed to have that cheaper travel. And look, it's no secret. The casinos all subsidize the airlines here, so they keep the flights very cheap. It's very easy to get in and out of, and, you know, accommodations are nothing. But I suspect we'll probably partner with a hotel for that as well.
Yeah, that's my guess. You guys will find a hotel partner and get, like, a block of rooms or something, so there's a nice True Cooks discount on rooms.
Exactly.
You know. I mean, the fucking casinos love that shit.
Yeah, that yeah. And there's also a 22-bedroom Airbnb mansion in my neighborhood that I've had my eye on now for about a year.
Oh. Okay. Wow. Damn.
After the party is the hotel lobby. I'm excited.
That sounds amazing, man. That sounds fantastic.
You saw that thing in New York, Plum. We don't play. We're going to do it big, and, you know, if our fans, you know, take the time off and get out here, then I want to give them something memorable, something that's worth their wild and their $20, you know, ticket.
New York was a great time. I can't wait to see you about Vegas, man. That sounds amazing. Sounds really, really fun. It's always great when you get so many different people together, especially for, you know, one cause. Like I said, man, you started a movement. You didn't just start like a brand. And it's funny because when you get everybody together, I remember New York, it was like, you know, you shake hands, you see people like, oh, Plum, what's up? Or they were just, you know, it was very, very cool how everyone, you never met them in person, but like we follow on the gram, the radio show, whatever. But like everyone knew each other. It was very, very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we actually, Vegas just got another new son as of 2 days ago. My main man, Paulie Cooks. Everybody knows Paulie Cooks Instagram. And the girl moved to my neighborhood 2 days ago. So
no way. That's pretty
real
cool.
Excited to have another East Coast brother here.
There you go. That's pretty cool, man. To have that in this, like, literally in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. Which actually, my our dear friend Sean King and his wife Jamie. They left us over the summer for opportunity in Portland, Oregon, and they were actually our neighbors. They lived across the street from us, and I've known Sean for, you know, since back in the Ojai days, and I just love him. He's a great chef and just a dear friend, and it really fucking hurt having them leave. We were like, oh, are you sure you don't want to find another job here in Vegas? He was working at Momofuku, and but he had an opportunity in Portland, and it was so sad seeing them go. They were like our one, you know, couple friend, and but now they're being replaced by Paulie and his girl, so that's great.
There you go. There you go. They replace old news. We don't even need to worry about him anymore. Old news. That's it. That's it. So, man, are you still like on the forefront of designing some of the shirts and apparel that come from True Cooks, or has that been, you know, you're still, I mean, you're always going to be a part of it, of course, but has it been kind of, you know, there's a design team now and things like that?
Yeah, you know, last year we tried some different things by basically taking me out of that equation, and we tried some things of taking me out of the IG equation, and the feedback we got was bring Chad back. So as of January 1, I'm now the True Cooks moderator again. So, you know, if you're telling the True Cooks page to go screw themselves, you're telling me to go screw myself. And no, all the design stuff, myself and my partner Dan are 100% responsible for. There's nobody else responsible for the True Cooks designs. And we tried some stuff last year that, like I said, took me out of the mix, and the feedback we got was is that it's probably a better look for me to own that, and which I agree to 100%. So yeah, no, we've got some really, really cool shit, and you know, it's not just me though, you guys. You know, I collaborate on designs with Thatcher Hildgris, TBH 805 on Instagram, and Thatch is, I'm so lucky to have him, you know, as a friend. And a partner in design. He's the head artist for DGK Skateboards. That's his 9-to-5 job. So he's a real big talent. Yeah, he's a real big talent and great guy. And he's the one that, you know, helps us with the art that's a little bit beyond my means. So what'll happen is I'll come up with a drawing or a sketch, whether it's pencil or digital, and then I'll give it to Thatch and say, hey, man, can you make this look more grown up? And he'll turn it right around.
Wow, that's awesome, man. I love that you're still doing that, though. As big as it's become, you're still doing that. Cause that's important, man. I think it's, you know, because we do it.
Well, that's what got us here.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to ride what brought you to the table, you know?
It's just like the kitchen, man. Everybody plays to their strengths, and we all have strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, if you got a guy that's, you know, I always like using this example, you know, if you got a, you got a guy that makes the pizza dough every day, never different. It's always there. You're never out of it. It's always identical. It's always perfect. Don't fucking take that guy off the pizza dough and put him in the pantry.
Right.
We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and some of us are good at some things, and some of us are bad at some things, and that's really the neat part about being part of a team is that, you know, we're all role players. You know, and look, I know that, like, I'm not good at this, you know, pastry function or what have you. I'm not going to, as the chef, I'm not going to try to push my pastry set on this pastry person who's a million times better at whatever task it is that I, you know, at question. I'm going to let them do their thing, and I'm going to focus on the things that I can control that I'm good at.
That's a chef talking if I've ever heard it right there. That's a chef talking, you know.
Holla.
And that's exactly what it
check
is.
Check that ego and realize that, hey, look, man. You know, I mean, we know what we know, but you don't know everything, you know?
No, absolutely. Absolutely not. And, you know, chefs, that's what makes chefs some great leaders right there. I may not be the best at this, but I'm going to find the best person there is, and he's going to work for us, you know? That's how it works.
Totally.
No doubt about it. Yo, man, honestly, it all sounds super exciting. I can't wait to see some of these new drops. And you think you're going to have new drops coming up when? You said about 2 weeks?
Yeah, within the next 20 days, we're gonna start re-upping on a lot of stuff we didn't re-up on all of last year. So you're going to start seeing some of the most requested designs. A lot of stuff that we kind of let slip is going to be coming back. And as we start kind of filling up our SKUs again, the new stuff will start trickling out. But the first big push is definitely to right size all of our tops, you know, kitchen raise me, stack paper, some of these classic designs like we haven't made in 6 months, 8 months. So we want to get all of the SKUs back up and running. And that's what Dan and I have been working on pretty much around the clock for the past 2 weeks. But in addition to that, we've got about 40 to 50 totally new items that are going to drop throughout the year.
That's very cool, man. I'm excited to see some stuff, man. I'm excited to get one. I never got a Kitchen Raise Me shirt. I've got a bunch of them. I never got that one. I always wanted it. It was never in my size, so that's coming up.
He's coming back. He's coming back in many, many different versions. You know, I mean, man, we've got a ton of cool stuff. We've been working on day off slides, like slipper slides.
Oh, nice. Mm.
I like that.
Those are going to drop this summer. You know, I mean, we've got a ton of new jackets, tops, outerwear, and a ton of really cool accessories that there's going to be more to come on that I think are going to surprise a lot of people. They're going to be like, whoa, wait a minute. True Cooks just got really grown up.
Yo, what about hardware, man? Like tweezers and things like that. I know we had talked a little bit about that, having some like spoons and things like that coming out.
Yeah, that's all in there too. You know, that's all in there too, but I can't sing like a Jaybird right now. Like, we got to keep a couple of things up to I want to surprise some folks.
Well, you know, I got to ask. So I got to ask. That's all, you know. You can tell me no, but I got to ask. I'd be crucified if I didn't. They'd be like, "Why are you asking about that shit?"
As soon as we start getting these one piece samples, I'm gonna send you some text messages. You're gonna see some sneaky pictures
I'm excited. I won't share with no one, man. I promise you. Hey, so what happened? What was up with the knife situation? I remember last time we talked, we were doing the whole knife thing. We were getting the True Cooks blade with different interchangeable handles. What's going on with all that?
Well, we decided to pull back on that project.
Yeah, probably makes sense. There's a lot of knives out there, you know.
There's a lot of knives out there, and I'll tell you guys what, you know, it's as simple as this. Let's say you're a Ford guy, and you just love Ford, and that's your thing,
okay,
right? Well, there's also a guy that just loves Mercedes-Benz. Now, as a car manufacturer, I'm never going to get that Ford guy to drive a German car. And conversely, I'm never going to get that Mercedes-Benz German guy to drive a Ford on the Autobahn. It's just not going to happen. So as simply as I can put this, I feel like knife branding kind of creates divides amongst people. People are very passionate about whether it's a Japanese steel or whether it's a German knife or whether it's a French knife. But as True Cooks, I can sell all of those guys' socks, and they're not going to fight about those. People are not drawing lines in the sand over these things. But as soon as you enter that knife market, you start drawing lines in the sand, and that's not what True Cooks was ever about. We're all inclusive. We're for everybody, and what we found right off the bat was that we were ostracizing folks, and that's not what we're about at all.
Okay. Fair enough, man. I think it's
and quite frankly, I'd rather not make the money and keep our, you know, friends and family and fans happy than to piss off a bunch of people. So we shelved the idea. It's not to say it's never going to come back, but it just wasn't the right time and it wasn't the right knife.
All right. Well, for now. So, you know, we'll see what happens in the future. I thought it was a pretty cool concept, though. I did dig it.
Well, we appreciate that, and you know, like I said, you know, it might come back, might not, but probably not the way that we had presented it initially. So,
well, brother, you posted the picture on the True Cooks Instagram. You're giving that good brother a big kiss on the head. What's that story?
Oh, that's my buddy Jamie Barber. He's a chef. He's the banquet chef of the Manchester Grand in San Diego, the San Diego Hyatt Regency. They do about $50 million a year in food sales there. And that guy, when they were doing their renovations of their ballroom, he had some vacation time, so he did a thing called Task Force, where another property, my property, the Ondas Fifth Avenue, needed help. So he came to New York, and he spent 2 months with us while they were renovating the ballrooms in San Diego, and he helped me out in New York. So, and we loved him. He was a great guy. He worked his ass off. He was just absolute gentleman. So he goes back to San Diego. Month or two passes. Corporate chef tells me, Chad, you know, we want you to come back to California. We want you at the Highlands Inn in Carmel. So I says, okay, yeah, I'll do that. So 2 weeks later, I'm going to the Highlands Inn. I'm in Carmel. This is Big Sur, California. It's, you know, the coast. It's very rural. I go into the kitchen. Who's in there? But it's my man, Jaime. He's there on task force. Yeah. So, and it was just so awesome because I love the guy so much. I had no idea he was going to be there. We got to spend another, you know, I don't know, maybe about 6 weeks together. And you know how this industry is, man. I mean, you love people, you fall out of touch, you know, whatever. You get busy in your kitchen. It doesn't mean you're not thinking about somebody, but you're not talking to them every day. And it was about 3 months ago, we went to Spiceology, went to San Diego. We went there to do some business calls.
Okay.
And lo and behold, run right into him at the Manchester Grand, got to spend some time with him, and that's where I gave him a big kiss at. And it's just one of these guys that just pops up. It's such a good dude, and it's such a great example of the True Cooks community, the True Cooks Nation, and really True Cooks at its best is keeping people connected that would otherwise fall out of contact with one another.
Like I said, you started a movement, you started a whole group of people who, I mean, that's, you started that. It wasn't just about, you know, the brand. It was about, you know, start bringing people together, and it's always been about that.
And True Cooks isn't about me. It isn't. It's about all of the hundreds of thousands of nameless, faceless young people that are putting in work every day in their restaurants all over the world. That's what True Cooks is. It's not about Chad Minton. Chad Minton's just a guy that had a cool idea and had some good timing and was very lucky. And I worked my ass off too. I mean, I did, but that's not what True Cooks is. True Cooks is everybody else.
Yeah, but someone's got to start it, and man, and this time it happened to be you. So you got a little something to do with it. That's for damn sure, in a positive way, in a very positive way.
Oh, and we're never stopping. That's the other piece, is we're never stopping. I mean, you get a little tiny taste of success, and that's a huge motivator, man. You know, having money is not everything, but not having money,
you know, it's a great motivator. That's for damn sure, no doubt about it. I think once you get that little bit of success, I can't agree more. It drives you to do more and more and more. So, brother, on that post also, you're talking about the street team. Is that are we coming back? Street team's happening again?
It's back. We launched. We relaunched it about, what has it been now? It's been about a month. We're already over 6,000 followers, and my main man Travis Schultz is back on the squad. And Travis versus Food. He's moderating it. He's helping me out with that.
Sick.
And it's just so cool to have all these familiar faces, man. People that we've worked with since I cold called folks for the first time and said, hey, I do this thing called True Cooks. I'm a fan of your page. You know, do you want to mess with us? You know, it's really cool. You know, and seeing folks like, you know, I Melissa Humphreys.
Wonderful.
Here's a gal that's found her niche in the culinary world. She's the freaking marshmallow queen of Chicago. and seeing people like Melissa's success, that's how I quantify success. You know, I mean, success is really kind of relative, right? Like what does success mean to you? Is it monetary? Is it, you know, a popularity contest? Is it, you know, or is it seeing these people that, you know, you love finding success of their own? And that's always how I've measured success, is that if, you know, if I've been able to have even a smidgen of a positive impact on somebody, and a, you know, whatever it's been, whether I've shown them a technique on how to cook or given them a job or who knows, maybe in some cases fired them, you know, but to see their, but to see their success, you know, that's what makes all of this shit worthwhile to me. And she's just a great example, but there's a million people just like her.
We love Melissa. She's great. She's been on this program pretty recently around Christmas time. She came on and talked about marshmallows, and I mean, she's really found her niche, right?
Yep. 100%. And so proud of her.
Yeah. She's killing it over
and,
there.
And not just her. I mean, I could name drop, you know, probably 100 people off the top of my head. You know, so it's not just Melissa. There's so many folks out there that have so much integrity and are so cool and have always been so supportive of us and everything that we do. You know, I just want to give my sincere thanks to all of the good ladies and gentlemen out there that have had our back from day one. You know, you guys are what motivate us at True Cooks, at Spiceology, you know, and our teams are going to continue, you know, really working hard to bring the good quality stuff to these folks, and we just appreciate everybody so much. So thank you, everyone.
Oh man, we appreciate you guys so much. Trust me, so much. My kids love the lemon peppercorn seasoning from Spiceology. We just ordered a giant thing of it for the house because the kids love it, which is kind of crazy, but they love it. They like it on asparagus. How about that?
That's awesome.
Hey, that sounds good.
It goes really well together, man. So let me ask you this, man. So you mentioned a little bit ago, you know, about people sending feedback to you sometimes on the Instagram page. I mean, do you still get bad feedback from people? Do people still give you like a hard time about a shirt they didn't like or something like that? Is that still happening? Or I mean, we're gonna be past.
Nah, you know, it's just like cooking. You know, you can do 200 covers, and you can do 198 guests, and all of those 198 guests had such a good time, and you fucking know you nailed every one of those plates. They were all hot, they were all delicious, executed perfectly. But the two people out of those 200 that complained, those are the motherfuckers you think about on the trip home.
Yep.
And those are the ones that you're scratching your head about, right?
Absolutely. And so
you know, in a lot of ways, you know, True Cooks is just like that. You know, it's like, but I'm learning to deal with that, though. And to answer your question, Plum, man, honestly, I think the landscape of social media is a lot kinder and a lot more gentle today than what it was when we started this out, you know, whatever, 6-8 years ago. You know, people used to savage one another on social media, and that shit just doesn't fly anymore. It really doesn't. And, you know, so no, I've actually seen a decided, you know, change in tone and in attitude. You know, generally speaking, across all social media, I don't know if you guys have seen the same, but it seems like people are more cognizant of what they're saying and realize the impact that words can have on folks.
Yeah, I think it depends on which medium you're using. I think Twitter is still the hellhole of social media. It's bullshit, and no one's nice on Twitter. I don't even know why I go on there anymore. You know, Instagram is kind of, it's always been pretty nice there, but you know, like our content that we're putting out right now is on Facebook. People are loving it. We haven't got any bad feedback yet. So, yeah, I think you're probably right about that. It has changed a little bit, that's for sure. You're kind of losing those keyboard warriors, you know?
Yeah. And it's so transparent. You know, there's no shelf life on being a hater.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
You know what I mean? There's no shelf life on being a hater.
Absolutely.
I think people see through trolls more too. People, you can kind of just like smell a troll right away. You know what I mean? Like you can kind of see when someone's like looking to pick bullshit, and you can just be like, "Oh, thank you. No, thank you."
Totally. Well, Chad, we've been talking about it for years, man, and I think this is going to be the summer we make it happen. We are bringing you to the Hamptons with us one weekend this summer to do something. It's the plan. We've got venues now.
I'm down.
Deep sea fishing. Let's do it.
Yeah, we got some
man,
plans.
I want to go to Martha's Vineyard. It's my favorite movie of all time, Jaws. I've never been to
we can take you to Montauk. I don't know about Martha's Vineyard.
Montauk is where the actual story of Jaws happened in real life.
Right.
They shoot it.
Yep.
Yep.
So
I'm in.
We can take you there. We're going to make that shit happen for sure, man. So, Chad, bro, we always appreciate your time. Last word is all you, my friend. Give it to us.
Just big shout out to everybody, all of the True Cooks fans and family, extended family all over the world. Spiceology, you guys, take back your kitchen. Spiceology, Take Back Your Kitchen. Holler at me. Holler at Tony Reed, Chef Justin O'Neill. Hit up any one of us, and we can help you bring Spiceology into your kitchen at no upfront cost, no contracts. And we've got some really neat things built on top of that with some employee recognition and some community efforts as well. So definitely reach out to us on Take Back Your Kitchen. You can swap out all of your spices with Spiceology. We want to spread the good word. Guys, definitely July, Vegas, True Cooks Party. It's going to be a biggie. We're going to have more details coming, but right now, July, save the date. July.
Get that on the calendar. July, some big things going down. Lots of new drops coming very, very soon on TrueCooks.com.
Huge.
And guys, Spiceology. I'm not even just saying it. Like, I really, truly use the product every single day, and I love it. It's great stuff. There's a big difference between McCormick spices and Spiceology. Trust me. And once you try it once, you won't go back.
Absolutely. That's You're not bullshit. I can buy any spice I want. I mean, I'm a private chef for an affluent family that I get the best of the best of the best, and I got all Spiceology in our house. I mean, it's really great, and I can literally get anything I want. I could have it imported, and I get it from you guys because it's that good.
Yo, this dude's getting strawberries from Japan.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
Go ahead, Chad. No worries.
No, I was saying, no, we really appreciate that. And you know, we're pushing product innovation. You know, we've got, man, so many cool new things out, you know, the malt vinegar powder. We're coming out with a powdered cheese line.
Sick.
My fried chicken flour is going to come out this year. Nice. I'm kind of excited about that. So, you know, we've got a lot of really neat stuff. And it's all very chefy things. You know, like, this is not for... I mean, I don't want to say it's not for the housewives, but we're making this for food service and for chefs to use.
Fantastic, man. Great stuff. True Cooks and Spiceology. Jeffy, give them one more plug before we get Chad out of here.
Absolutely. You want to go to truecooks.com, get decked out in your latest gear, get some new tweezers, look dope. And if you want to get new spices, definitely check out spiceology.com and follow them both on social media, at Spiceology, at True Cooks, all across social media platforms. Give them a follow. Like all their pictures. Love them. They're awesome companies. Get out there.
And literally, that Take Back Your Kitchen program, guys, that Take Back Your Kitchen program is no bullshit. You get in touch with these boys, they will take care of you with no upfront costs and replace all your spices. It's a really cool program. I highly recommend it. If you haven't done so yet, reach out to them. They'll look after you, I promise you. Chad, you're the man, brother. You know we love you.
Love you guys. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, America. We'll talk soon.
You're the man, bro. We'll catch you on down the road, all right?
Woo!
Thank you, guys. I can't wait to see you this summer.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys. There he goes. The one, the only, Chef Chad Minton from True Cooks. Good brother himself. Love talking to him, man. He's a good guy, and he's got big plans. And honestly, you look at what True Cooks has going on, partnering up. I'm sorry, being a part of Spiceology. I mean, it's a great pair. You can't go wrong there, Jeffy.
No, you can't go wrong, and I mean, honestly, I would probably back anything that guy does. Every time he comes on the show, I feel like I like him more. Like, I've never even met him, and I feel like he's just such a, you know, positive, inspirational dude, just like the whole story about how he started the company, and, you know, he's, like, creating jobs, he's doing cool shit, and he's doing it with his friends, and it reminds me of what we're trying to do here with our DIY projects that we're always getting down on.
Yeah,
it's inspiring. It's really inspiring, and it's awesome to have him on.
I totally meant to ask him about Chef's Office, and I forgot. That was such a funny little bit.
Yeah.
Damn it.
The last one I saw, he did you see it when he went to like the chef conference, or he was headed off to the chef conference?
Yeah. man, yeah, great people. I mean, listen, support these companies. Man, these companies support us. They support chefs in general. Definitely support them. You know, I don't know. I don't need to put True Cooks over anymore. Everyone knows True Cooks. It's a great company. Chad's an amazing human being. He created a movement, and we're all a part of it. So big shout out to them. True Cooks is the shit. Spiceology is the shit. You got to get down with it, Jeffy. You just got to get down. That's it.
Down with the get down.
That's right. Good news, Jeffy. My voice lasted the entire show.
Dude, you sound like a champion. Hey, man. You sound like you're ready to go run laps.
I don't think I'm running any laps, but I'm still talking.
Do some squat thrust?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or burpees nowadays. They call them a burpee, I guess.
Is that what they're called? Burpees? That's a weird name.
I know. I didn't know. Everyone was like, oh, you do burpees? You do any burpees today? I was like, I don't know. Yeah, sure. And then I went to a class, and they were like, oh, this is a burpee. I was like, oh, no, it's a squat thrust. They're like, no, that's a burpee. I was like, oh, all right, whatever, okay.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. That's what I said. They were like, oh, it's a burpee. You're like a squat thrust. I was like, oh, no, I'm just not doing that. My knees don't go down that fast anymore, Jeffy.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's hard. You gotta get yourself greased, but man, motionless lotion
what?
What's the worst?
Maybe it's not. I don't know what lotion. That is, but it should be a band.
Motionless lotion?
Yes.
There's a saying where it's like you gotta move it or you'll lose it or something like that. Yeah, it rhymes. I know it rhymes. There's a saying. There's a saying about, you know, keep it moving, and you know, it won't break.
Well, tell you what, next week we'll have it figured out. You can tell us what it is. That's what we'll do. Guys, if you haven't done so yet, please check out Elite Chef on Facebook. Fantastic program. We're really proud of it. It's coming out amazing. Next episode drops tomorrow. It's all about steaks in the episode. You got to check it out. We're really excited about it, man.
It is a doozy.
It's hitting hard. Hitting hard like a champion. Jeffy, that's about all I got, man. I think I'm literally on empty. I think that's about all I got right now.
Absolutely. We love the people. Good, everybody.
We still brought the fire, though, with Big Chad joining us. We still handle it.
Oh, dude. Chad brought the fire. We just had to sit back and let him tell us about what's going on, and we're like fanboys, so that's good.
It. Yep, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, please check us out next week. We'll have another great program for you here on Thursday. In the meantime, and in between time, ladies and gentlemen, please remember food is one of the most important things in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give the time it deserves. TrueCooks.com, Spiceology.com. Check them out. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.